Welcome to Understanding World Religions. Now, you may wonder why you need to understand world religions, but the answer is fairly simple. We live in an increasingly multi-religious society. All sorts of people are coming from all over the world into Western Europe and North America, bringing with them their traditional religions. So we're living in a new situation, a situation that's very similar to the first century AD when Christianity first came into the world. So what I want to do in these discussions is talk about how we approach world religions, what people believe, and how it affects people already living in the West, how it affects people from a Christian background and people who are Christians. And in doing that, what I want to begin with is saying a little bit about myself, because it's important to know who the person is that's talking about any subject, any academic subject. My own background is that of, as you can tell, I'm English, and the person who's influenced me most in thinking about these things, there are two sides. One is Sir Karl Popper and his great work, The Open Society and Its Enemies, and the other, from a Christian viewpoint, is Francis Schaeffer. And I'll say a little bit about both of them and why this is important for a discussion of world religions. There are lots of books out on the market about world religions and how what they believe and how one should understand them and be sympathetic to them and all sorts of things like this. My approach is somewhat different. I'm approaching it very explicitly as a Christian. Now, that might put some people off. So I suppose the best way of introducing this is to say something about myself and my understanding of Christianity. As I said, I'm English. You can tell that from my accent. And what you can't tell is that, in actual fact, I left school when I was 15 years old. In England, they had a test. When you were 11 years old, you took a thing called the 11 plus. And that decided your future. And the morning I went for my 11 plus exam, my father was rushed off to hospital. He was very ill, and I was very worried, and I failed the exam totally. So I went to what they called a secondary modern school. And the secondary modern school prepared people to leave school at 15. In England, we don't graduate from school. You simply leave and you get a job. So when I was 15, I left school and I became an apprentice gas fitter. Now, this was very important in my development because my family had been nominal Christians. They considered themselves Christians. We went to church fairly regularly, but you know, it was a general sort of English Christianity. Everybody went along to church and there wasn't much to it. It certainly wasn't an evangelical form of Christianity. And when I went to work, I discovered none of the people I worked with were Christian. Well, with one exception, there was a Roman Catholic who everybody thought was a little bit odd. He was a nice guy, everyone liked him, but he went to church on Sundays. And that was something nobody else did. And the other thing that happened to me that influenced my views about religion was I had a hobby. My hobby was stage magic, conjuring. Not magic in terms of sort of wicker and all that sort of thing, but doing conjuring tricks. And in the course of developing my hobby as a teenager, I had met a retired magician called Norman Hazeldine. He's quite famous because he invented a trick called hippity-hop rabbits, which became very, very popular. So Norman was a magician who made and invented magic tricks, and I bought magic tricks from him. He was also, like many magicians, a rationalist. When I say many magicians, if you've